Unfortunately, the assumption that adaptation to climate change is a local issue has slowed the global response to climate change due to inappropriate advertising. But it must be known that the assumption is based on truth. Yes, adaptation must occur at the local level, but it must be harmonized across regions to have a global impact. Jones and others present this quite succinctly, stating, "A framework for understanding and assessing adaptive capacity at the local level is needed to begin to understand how it can be supported through wider development processes at both local and national levels." The focus here is on understanding. Jones and others continue with remarks on the importance behind understanding. Understanding adaptive capacity, therefore, entails recognizing the importance of various intangible processes, decision-making and governance, the fostering of innovation, experimentation, and opportunity exploitation, and the structure of institutions and entitlements, for example. To truly incorporate these intangible aspects, it's important to focus on the processes of the framework rather than single points within the structure. This allows for the plan to evolve with the changing climatic conditions to which it's attempting to assess. Additionally, this evolving and continuous process must focus on changing behaviors just as much as it will focus on resources and technology. These assessments must be conducted at the local level that involves local opinions. A great example of this is seen in the Sklalalam tribe from Jamestown, Washington.